Welcome to the pregame show of Dowling Catholic High School Basketball with your host, Mark Amadeo, on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The Maroons now drop to number 9 on the latest girls union poll. Ankeny Centennial moves up to number 8 with the win on Tuesday over Dowling Catholic. And again, for Bishop Meech, we have nothing on them because they have two seniors coming back from last year's state championship team, and they have the two seniors that start, so they'll start a couple freshmen, and this will be an interesting contest. So that'll be their first game. Let's take a look at some of the games that are going on tonight in the Central Iowa Metro League. And these are games that got underway about a half hour ago. They include Hoover is at 4th-ranked Valley, 6th-ranked Johnson at number 15, Ames. Other girls' games tonight, Roosevelt is at 7th-ranked Southeast Pope, North is at 8th-ranked Ankeny Centennial, Mason City is at 10th-ranked Waukee, 14th-ranked East at Urbandale, Lincoln at Fort Dodge, Marshalltown at Ankeny, and Newton is at 12th-ranked Indianola out of the Little Hawkeye Conference. The one team that is not scheduled tonight is the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Well, for Dowling, good news for them. The Maroons get Caitlin Clark back. She sat out Tuesday's game against Ankeny Centennial, and Caitlin had an ankle injury that she suffered in the Maroons' win against Creighton-Durham Hall out of St. Paul on Saturday afternoon in a win of 72-67 for Dowling. Caitlin rolled her ankle, did not play Tuesday night as precaution, but she has it taped. And the good old Del Arc Magic, the longtime trainer at Dowling, matter of fact, taught me here back in the 70s, Steve DeVinny, put the magic on, and Caitlin said, "My ankle's at 100%. And Dell said it's more like 80%, so there you go. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much, Mark. All three of my kids who played here were treated at one time or another by Dell.
Sure.
He's the best.
Yeah, he certainly is. Well, for Dowling, trying to get back, a non-conference game, and as I was telling our listeners, Steve, a very traditional program is Bishop Meech out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, the Stags, as they're known, and they were down here yesterday. Last night, they were at the Drake Iowa State game at the Knapp Center. They brought the team down, spent the night. They've been in Des Moines all day, and this is their opening night of high school girls basketball in the state of Kansas, the first date they can play.
Wow.
And this will be Dowling's fifth game in 12 days, so the Maroons are going to be pretty experienced and looking for a week off.
Let's hope that one of the Maroons can do to these guys what former Maroon Becca Hittner did to the Cyclones
last
night.
Yeah. The bank shot off the glass to give Drake the lead, and then blocks the shot to end regulation or end the game.
Yeah.
She blocks the shot on the other end. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
And then how about Sunday at Drake? They take on Creighton in a non-conference game. Creighton used to be part of the Missouri Valley Conference. Well, you have Audra Faber leading Creighton, and you have Becca Hittner, who's on the Drake team. And there'll be a Dowling. I guess it's going to be a Dowling afternoon. I think it's like a 4 or 5 o'clock game.
A Dowling theme, if you will.
Dowling theme, yes. Yeah. Thinking about going to that, I got to check at home. I got to check with the boss at home, but I may be over there. Yeah. I don't know if the Dowling people will let me sit with them, but I may be sitting somewhere else.
Yeah. I'd like to go as well. We have some eighth grade boys tournaments that I'm helping out with this weekend, so I don't know how that schedule is going to match up. But that's really fun to see former Dowling players go on to the next level and have success.
A little bit of a shakeup in the rankings this week. They came out yesterday, and of course, the Maroons dropped to 9th, and the original rankings were the preseason rankings, but Dowling falling to 9th as the Maroons were up at number 5 to start the season. The number 1 ranked team is Cedar Falls in Class 5A. They're followed by Iowa City West at number 2. Iowa City High is 3rd. West Des Moines Valley is 4th, and Pleasant Valley is 5th. 6 through 10 has Johnston, Southeast Polk, Ankeny Centennial, Dowling Catholic at number 9, and Waukee and head coach Chris Gass at number 10. And the next 5 has Bettendorf, Indianola, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Des Moines East at 14, and Ames at number 15. So brand new girls rankings that came out yesterday by the Iowa High School Girls Union. Well, Steve, Dowling coming off the loss to Ankeny Centennial, didn't play without their starter. And, as a coach, what do you think? Well, what did Dowling learn about their team? They learned that they're a pretty average team without Caitlin Clark. But I think it's a challenge for the rest of the team that others have to step up, because a lot of teams are going to be taking Caitlin Clark away from the Dowling offense to try to make her work for her shots and her points.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The other thing that hurt the other night, the Dowling girls played pretty well early, but got in foul trouble in the post. And they're just not very deep, you know, with big kids in the post. And so when that happened, it was the game got away a little bit at the end when that happened.
All right, we're here in the pregame show. We're live from the Dowling gym tonight. Mark Amadeo along with Steve DeVinny. And we're going to take a break on our pregame show. I want to thank David Beltram for being our studio director tonight. We appreciate all of David's help and all the guys back at the Iowa Catholic Radio Studios. We'll take a break. It's Dowling and Bishop Meade out of Kansas here at the Dowling Gym. The four-time defending champs, Bishop Meade Stags, taking on Dowling Catholic. And we'll be back with more pregame after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 7 o'clock.
Christ is the answer. With Father John Ricardo, 11 a.m. weekdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Catholic High School gym in West Des Moines alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo. We're about set for tip-off tonight. We got about a little over 6 minutes remaining in the warm-ups. Bishop Meade, Catholic High School out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, just southwest of the Kansas City metro area, taking on Dowling Catholic. Bishop Meade, we mentioned earlier, made the three-hour bus trip up to Des Moines yesterday, watched the Drake-Iowa State game that was won by Drake last night. And we have a few college coaches up here that are taking this game in. One of them, Jenny Baranchek, formerly Jenny Lillis, the head coach at Drake, the head women's coach at Drake. She and her family, her little girls, are here. And you think she's just watching the game, or she got maybe looking at some athletes of these two teams here, Steve DeVinny?
My guess is that it would be a business trip for Coach Baranchek.
Yeah, nice.
What a superstar she was as a player and now as a coach. I'm telling you, she's got a really, really bright future, whether she stays at Drake or gets maybe into a larger conference at some point in time. Hopefully for Drake's sake they can keep her. She's really, really good.
Well, you know, looking at the Bishop Meade schedule, and you know, tonight they don't play on Tuesday nights. They have so far to travel normally in their within their conference. They're not playing any Tuesday nights in the month of December. Next Friday they're home against McPherson, Kansas. McPherson is 3 hours away, 3 hours west of the Kansas City area, so that's an all-day event for the team there. And then the following Friday, December 15, right before the Christmas and New Year's holiday, they play at the Hy-Vee Shootout on the campus of Avila University, maybe Fieldhouse, and they take on Lee's Summit. So they play three games in the month of December, and then they shut it down for Christmas, and they come back and have their regular high school schedule. So they get off to kind of a slow start, not an aggressive start. This will be Dowling's fifth game in the last 12 days, Steve, so it's a little bit different in state associations and governing boards.
Yeah, good to see you guys. No, I think, Mark, it just shows the difference in the state unions, right?
Correct.
I mean, Iowa does maybe a quarter of the season or so before Christmas, maybe even a little bit more than that. And you can see by your reporting that Kansas really is very, very back-end loaded after the Christmas holiday.
And, of course, we had the JV game before this contest. The Dowling JV girls defeated Bishop Meade by the score of 43-39. And, Steve, as I understand, I talked to assistant coach Jeff English of Bishop Meade. We met him last Tuesday night when they were here scouting Dowling.
Yes.
And we exchanged some information, and I gave him our Iowa Catholic Radio website for folks from Kansas and Missouri that can't make it to the game will be listening to us tonight. So you better be accurate tonight. Those folks in Missouri and Kansas are counting on you back at Bishop Meade.
I don't have a chance. We're going to lean on you like we always do.
Well, for our listeners who are not familiar with my broadcast partner, Steve DeVinny does a tremendous job with the youth and the Dowling feeder programs. His son Luke was you coached a lot of his teams that fed into the Dowling program, and you coached both your daughters. And now you're just giving your time back, and you're helping out the boys' side of things. So Coach O'Connor's got a diamond in the rough, and you and your staff do a great job. So, folks, that's who you're listening tonight, one of the feeder coaches. And have you coached any of these girls at any time, Steve, back in the
– You know, I have.
Betsy and Molly were going through?
Yeah, ever since Bob and Sharon retired, I would do a little bit of their fall league for
them. I thought
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But since they retired you know, I haven't been doing anything. Just watched all their games, you know, last year or two from the gym here with you.
Well, you mentioned Bob and Sharon Hansen, the retired Dowling coaches, the head coach for Bishop Meade, Terry English, 42 years as a head coach. And let's see some numbers on him. He has 820 wins, 162 losses. This year they haven't played a game. This is their first game. He's won 20. State titles, 20,
wow,
in the state of Kansas. So
that's unbelievable. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and he's here tonight. He's all dressed out. He dresses better than OC, I'll tell you that. He's got the suit and tie on. He doesn't have that, you know, like a little dress shirt like OC and the staff wear. He is dressed to the nines.
I mean, this boy's staff at Dowling these days, it's like business casual, isn't it?
It's business casual Friday.
Right.
But I will say this. I saw some highlights from the Iowa City newspapers, and they were dressed the nines last night. They had the nice polo Dowling Catholic coaching shirt on.
Sure.
They even found one that fit Nahas and Coach Wagner. But they look very nice in their road uniforms,
yeah.
Steve.
Look who else just walked in. Coach Bluter from the Hawkeyes, along with Jan Jensen, Hall of Famer from Drake University, and now longtime assistant for Coach Bluter. It's a good atmosphere.
Yeah,
obviously, there's good players in the gym tonight, or those coaches wouldn't be here.
No question about it. Well, we've got about a minute and a half before they'll introduce starting lineups with the golden voice here at the Dowling Gym, Denny O'Grady. And I asked Denny, I says, hey, you know, the Dowling girls are up at your alma mater during Thanksgiving weekend. Did you give them any sights to see? Did you tell them where, you know, you might have had your initials carved in a tree or, you know, looking for something on the sports memorabilia? And he says, nope, just went up there as a student and studied journalism. So
yeah. That's
all they got out of Denny.
Well, I have a feeling Denny doesn't want these young kids to know what he was doing back in those days.
Well, he's going to introduce them here tonight, as he's done for so long here, and we will too. For Dowling, Maroons get Caitlin Clark back tonight, but Josie Filer will not be cleared until Christmas, and so they've got a few more games without here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, first of all, for the visitors. 3 hours away from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, that's Bishop Meade High School, the Stags. And their legendary head coach, Terry English, in his 42nd year. And they will start this lineup at one guard, Johnny Gonzalez, a 5'6 junior. The other guard is Peyton Verholst, a 6'2 freshman. And the other guard is Courtney Harms, a 5'9 senior. And the other forward is Faith Hawthorne, a 6'1 freshman. And at center, Ashton Verholst, a 6'3 sophomore. So there's no statistics on these young ladies because this is their first game of the season for Bishop Meade out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Last year they averaged 56 points on offense, gave up 40 points on defense. They were the state champs of Kansas with a record of 22-3. And Steve, they lost two of their three games back-to-back and then ran the table the rest of the year. So that's the type of team that Coach English gets out of his club. He can find a way to win after a couple losses.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when you start talking about the numbers that he's put up over a 42-year career, it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, how many coaches in America, high school level, have coached for 42 years and have 20 state championships?
Probably zero. It's unheard of. His team's being introduced right now. They're in their visiting scarlet uniforms with white numbers and just a bit of blue, as their colors are blue and scarlet. And now for Dowling Catholic, the head coach is Kristen Meyer in her second year. Dowling comes in ranked number 9 this week in Class 5A with a 3-1 record. And Marines will start this lineup. One guard is Caitlin Clark, 5'11 sophomore, averaging 25 points, 6.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and leads the team with eight made three-pointers. She'll wear number 11. The other guard is Mia Cataldo, a 5'6 senior, averaging 6.5 points and 2 rebounds. She'll wear number 21. And the third guard is Anna Wanick, 5'8 senior, averaging 8 points, 3.5 rebounds. She'll wear number 23. At one forward for Dowling is Caitlin Moses, 5'8 senior, averaging 6.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, and leads the team with 6 blocks. And the other forward is J.C. Cothy. Cothy, a 5'10 junior, averaging 3.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. The Bruins come in, averaging 60 points on offense, giving up 49 points on defense. It's the first meeting between Dowling and Bishop Meech out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. We're going to take a break as we will go to a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, our pregame prayer from Father Zach Kosky. And we'll be back with tip-off. Mark Amadeo along with Steve DeVinny. High school girls basketball, the tip-off. Dowling and Bishop Meech out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, coming up on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort, to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
Welcome to our broadcast of Dowling Catholic High School basketball on the official radio station of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
The Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, broadcasting across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and reaching around the globe on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And now, the voice of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Mark Amadeo.
National anthem being performed tonight as we get set for girls basketball. Dowling Catholic hosting Bishop Meech Catholic High School out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, the Stags. Mark Amadeo, Steve DeVinny with you. Nearly courtside, Steve. I could have upgraded your seats, but then we'd be on the benches with the coaches, and nobody wanted to see that happen.
Yeah, what a thrill. What a great atmosphere, and looking forward to watching the Bishop Meech ball club play.
Well, not a bad crowd here for a Friday night non-conference basketball. Last night, the Dowling boys were in action. They traveled to Iowa City and took on the number one ranked Iowa City West Trojans and Coach Steve Bergman. And the Maroons led 21-20 at halftime, but got beat 51-40, I believe. They lost by 11. And Sam Mangoli had 20 points to lead Dowling. The Maroons now 1-1 on the season after winning on Tuesday night, losing on the road in a very tough place to play in Iowa City West. And for Coach Bergman, that was his 500th career win.
Oh, really? Too bad. If the Maroons would have held that 7-point lead 3 or 4 years ago in the state tournament, I guess, that would have been 499 for him last night.
They would have only been doing it. Yeah, that's great.
It happens.
Good job Good job, DeVinny. That's my man, Steve DeVinny, from Raymond James.
Wow.
And as he quotes, life well planned. Long three is a tip up and controlled by Bishop Meads, and they get a put back up and in. And that is Peyton Verholz, a 6'2 freshman with the putback, Steve. Wow.
Yeah, this ball club has three players 6'1 or taller. They're more physical than the Maroons, certainly.
Now a backdoor cut, and the ball hit the Kofi, but it's blocked away by Hawthorne. A reverse layup has a steal by Dowling. Caitlin Clark shoots and scores, so we're tied at two, Dowling and Bishop Meade.
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier. Bishop Meade starts two ninth graders.
And they can play. You can tell they're fresh off the AAU circuit.
Yeah, very athletic team early on. Maroons
with
are playing
it.
Man-to-man.
Long three by Verholz, no good. And rebound Dowling and Caitlin Moses. Dowling with Clark, Moses, Cataldo, Wanick, and Kothi, the five on the floor. Now here's a corner three by Wanick that's good. And Dowling with a three-point lead, 5-2 over Bishop Meade.
You know, early on you can see tonight in the ball game that Anna Wanick is free to go stand in the corner when Caitlin Clark creates. The other night when Caitlin couldn't play, Anna had to do more, and that hurt her scoring.
Now reverse layup up and good by the junior, Johnny Gonzalez. 5-4 Maroons. And she came from the left side, went down, did a reverse layup as she drove baseline. Now Dowling with the ball. Here's Clark with it. Top of the key, it goes to Moses. They work the left side. Meade stays in man-to-man. Here's Cataldo. A bounce pass underneath, and a shot by Kofi's no good. Might have been partially blocked. It was by Courtney Harms.
That's her second shot in the first minute and a half of the game that have been blocked.
She's had both her shots blocked, and now a blocking foul called on Dowling. Attacking the glass was number 22, Peyton Verholz. And there's a couple of sister groups on this team. The Gonzalez girls, Johnny starts, Jordan comes in off the bench. The Verholz girls, Peyton, a freshman, and Ashton, the sophomore. And going to the free throw line will be Peyton Verholz. And she already has 2 points tonight. She'll shoot two.
Yeah. Kothi tried to pick up the charge there, and they called her for sliding in. I thought maybe she was set. But,
officials tonight, Darius Daniels, Sam Klan, and Michael Tomlinson. Second free throw no good. So Dowling retains the lead 5-4 over Bishop Meade in a girls game tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Glad you could join us. Mark Amadale along with Steve DeVinny. Now a backdoor cut and a shot on the baseline goes through for Mia Cataldo. Maroons lead it by three, 7-4, 5:45 remaining.
Nice that backdoor cut. Good find by Moses as well.
Now with Kothi for Dowling, she's going to have to be careful with her shot. She's already had both two shots, and they've both been altered or blocked, partially blocked, I should say.
Yeah. They've got some good size in the paint, as I mentioned earlier, so it's going to be tough for her to get a clean look in there tonight.
All right, in the lane, here's a shot by Cataldo's no good, but she draws the foul. And Mia dribble driving in the lane and creating something.
Yeah, Maroons look sharp tonight so far, don't they?
So Faith Hawthorne picks up the foul. And 5 minutes, 24 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Cataldo's first free throw, no good. So both teams a combined 0-for-3 at the line tonight.
Maybe some early game jitters. It appears that Bishop Meade is going to shoot some outside shots. Early on, they haven't hesitated to shoot those threes. They're 0-for-2, but they're jacking them up.
Yeah, you can see Faith Hawthorne, 6'1 freshman. And I can see why the coaches are here. You got Caitlin Clark for Dowling. Three-pointer from the right side, no good by Harms. Rebound Dowling. Maroons get the ball down court quickly, and that's Moses with it, and can't get the shot off, but Caitlin retains possession. There's several mismatches out there that favor Bishop Meade.
Size-wise, for sure.
Now here's Kothi with it, hands it off to Clark, right side. Just under 5 minutes remaining, Dowling by four. This is the Maroons' largest lead of the night. Here's Cataldo with it. She hands it off to Wanick. And now we've got a whistle and a foul away from the action as Wanick dribbled to the right side. The foul's going to be called on as Peyton Verholz, the 6'2 freshman, picks up her first foul. That was away from the action there, Steve.
Yeah, it looked like she was trying to hold the cutter, Caitlin Clark, as she went by.
All right, here's a three-pointer out in the inbounds play by Wanick. It's no good. Bounces off the rim, right side, rebounded by Johnny Gonzalez. And all the way down, a layup good, just like that.
Yeah, they appear to be, if you measure the entire team versus our entire team, they appear to be quicker. And obviously they're taller.
Yeah, Faith Hawthorne got that last basket. Now here's a steal by Bishop Meads and a three-pointer in transition. Good by Ashton Verholz, the sophomore. So it's 9-8. Bishop Meads by one. This is their largest lead of the night. Maroons had a four-point lead. On the baseline, Wanick. Little runner down the baseline. Good as she went right around Faith Hawthorne. Wanick with 5 points.
Caitlin Clark, you can tell, is still a little bit hobbled with that ankle. She's not quite as quick off the dribble as she usually is.
With the ball is Peyton Verholst. Gets it in the lane to Faith Hawthorne. Her pull-up jumper is short, and a rebound Dowling and Caitlin Moses.
Nice defense there by Kothy. Really good defense.
10-9, Dowling by one. Here's Clark with the dribbles between two players and draws a foul. Reach-in foul on Bishop Meads. They're going to get Faith Hawthorne for her second foul. Or check that. It's going to be on Harms, her first. So Peyton Verholst, Courtney Harms, and Faith Hawthorne, one foul each for Bishop Meads. Free throw good by Caitlin Clark. Dowling's leading scorer, averaging 25 points, 6.5 rebounds. And played on that under USA national team that went to Argentina back in June, that under 16 team. So
Nye had something rubber on her wrist, one of those bands, plastic, and they made her take it off.
Can't have it. Nye Tong in the ball game. Free throw no good. Nye gets the rebound, but can't handle. Now Clark for three. It's off the back iron, no good. Nye battling in there. It's rebounded by Wanick. So Dowling retains possession. Here's Cataldo in the lane. Goes around and a shot the glass good and a nice screen by Nye Tong.
And a nice back cut there by
Cataldo.
By Cataldo.
She has 5 points. 13-9, Dowling by four. 3:08 remaining.
What a shootout early on, Mark.
This is good basketball, Steve.
It really is.
Here in December. And now a blocking foul on Dowling.
Was that Moses?
That's going to be on Cataldo. Oh,
okay.
Mia's first.
Okay.
Second team foul on Dowling. Three on Bishop Meads. And we've got a timeout on the floor called by Bishop Meads and their legendary head coach, Terry English. This will be it's a full timeout, so we'll take a one-minute break and return here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The score, Dowling 13, Bishop Meads 9, with 3 minutes remaining first quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Tune in to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny at the free throw line. Jordan Gonzalez, the 5'6 junior off the bench, hits one of two free throws. And it's 13-10, Dowling by three with 2:50 remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling and Bishop Meads High School out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. The Stags making the three-hour trip. All right, backdoor cut and layup good. They found Mia Cataldo on the back end of that, Steve.
Little dribble weave, and then the post player and I came up and set a back screen for Cataldo. Really, really designed play out of the timeout.
And Caitlin Moses with the assist. She's the one that ended up throwing the pass. Here's Bishop Meads with it. They have it on the right side. Man-to-man defense by both teams tonight. Now a three, top of the key by Verholz, no good. Ball slapped around, and Moses comes away with it for Dowling. That was Peyton Verholz with the three. Dowling in transition. And Alcatraz's pass into Nye Tung. It's stolen away by Bishop Meade, and a foul in the backcourt on Moses.
No reason for Caitlin to be 80 feet from the hoop guarding her.
That's, you know, you get caught up. You have a turnover. You're thinking maybe I can get it right back, and you end up committing the foul. We see that way too often, and Caitlin picked up one of those silly fouls that was 75 feet from the basket.
Well, so far she's done a good job boxing out those taller players.
Correct.
We need her in the lineup, and then she makes a foul like that.
All right, here's Peyton Verhulst with it. She leaves it underneath for her sister, Ashton, or she shoots and scores. Ashton Verhulst with 5 points. Ashton, the 6'3 sophomore, 15-12, Dowling by three here, Steve.
Little two-person game over there without much help on our weak side.
Yeah, the Verhulst sisters doing a nice job. Here's Dowling with the ball. Wanick for three in the corner, missed everything. And the rebound out to Fallon Russell, who just checked in, number 11. 5'5 junior for Bishop Meade. Stags with it. With it is Johnny Gonzalez. Dribbles towards the free throw line. Leaves it for Russell. Russell gives it on the baseline to Gonzalez. That's Johnny Gonzalez. Stolen away by Mia Cataldo. Maroons running. 3-on-2. Cataldo leaves it for Clark. Spot up three. Top of the key. Off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Wanick, and her put back up and good. Wanick with 7 points and an offensive glass there.
Working those boards, the Maroons. The undersized Maroons.
All right, here's Fallon Russell with it, and she has the ball stolen away by Moses. We just talked about her, Steve. She's got to be in the lineup for Dowling to have action. Underneath the Nye Tung, layup good! Nye Tung off the bench with 2 points, and the Maroons now have a 7-point lead, their largest of the night, Mr. DeVinny.
She's running the court, and guess who? Caitlin Clark rewards her with a perfect bounce pass from about 20 feet away.
She left the Verhulst sisters and Hawthorne behind and outran them both. And Nye is a 6-foot sophomore for Dowling. All right, Bishop Meade with the basketball. Getting more patient here. Here's Johnny Gonzalez for three. Good left wing. That's her 5th point off the bat, off the bench.
Bishop Meade, they don't necessarily look at the scoreboard. They just keep playing, appears to me.
And, Steve, you won't need a shot clock when you're at their games either.
I don't think so. It's a really good high school girls basketball game tonight.
Now we got an illegal screen. They're going to get Nye Tong with an illegal screen behind the play.
Yeah, that hurts because you were going to get the last shot of the quarter with 12 seconds left here, and now you turned it over. You were up 7, and now they have a chance to cut that deficit down to 3 or 4.
19-15, Dowling by 4, but Bishop Meade will throw it in. They have the length of the court to go. Ashton Verhulst will throw it in, the 6'3 sophomore. Full court pressure by Dowling. And they get it right back to Peyton Verhulst. 8 seconds remaining. She's in the top of the key. Leaves it for Johnny Gonzalez for 3. No good. And the ball rebounded by Caitlin Clark. She lost it down court. And a quarter will end with Dowling taking a 4-point lead. It's Dowling 19, Bishop Meade High School out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas 15. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Catholic Tuition Organization is celebrating. $3.2 million was raised in record time this year. Thank you. For those of you who are wanting those generous tax credits, contact me at ctoiowa.org for information on other school tuition organizations in Iowa where you can get that same tax benefit. CTO has been blessed by your generosity, and I thank you so much. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. Girls basketball tonight. It's ninth-rated Dowling leading the number one four-time defending champion, Bishop Meade Stags, out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, 19-15 as we start the second quarter. Dowling with the basketball. Maroons try to get it inside, and now we got a jump ball call. The ball is slapped away as Ella McVeigh gets the second quarter start for Dowling, and it'll be possession arrow to Bishop Meade. Dowling was 2 of 4 at the free throw line in the first quarter. Bishop Meade just 1 of 4 at the free throw line. And we want to welcome in those listeners from Kansas and Missouri down there listening to their School, Bishop Meads, the four-time defending champs with head coach Terry English. I want to welcome them to Iowa Catholic Radio here in Des Moines. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. And with the basketball is Peyton Verhole. She dribble drives, now leaves it for her teammate on the left side, and that is Faith Hawthorne, a foul called on Dowling. They're going to get Nye Tong for her second foul.
Yeah. Good dribble drive there by Bishop Meads, post player on the baseline, and Nye had to body check her to kind of keep up with her.
J.C. Cothey returns to the Dowling lineup for Nye Tong, and now the inbounds pass. Three-pointer no good by Verhulst. That was Peyton, and the rebound slapped around. McVeigh had it and lost it, so here's Bishop Meads with it. That is Faith Hawthorne, 15-footer no good, and a whistle to foul on Dowling. As Grace Gaber checked in the lineup, 5'10 sophomore commits the foul.
Yeah, tough matchup for Grace. Couldn't quite keep her off her back, and then she was the one that ended up with the foul, even though she should have had offensive or defensive position.
Six fouls on Dowling, three on Bishop Meads, and now they put the ball inside, and a shot off the glass good by Faith Hawthorne. Hawthorne with her fourth point. Dowling with the ball, and they're working inside. A shot up and good by Caitlin Clark.
Coast
Clark
to coast.
Gets her fifth.
One on four. Big time play.
Yeah, she can take over when she wants to, and that was one of those times she decided to take it to the hole. All right, here's Bishop Meads with. They go left to right towards the north basket here at the Dowling Gym. Wearing their road red uniforms, white numbers, and a little bit of that blue that's part of their school colors. And now drawing the foul is Bishop Meads. Ella McVeigh commits her first foul, and that's a 17 foul on Dowling, and a 1-1 coming up for Bishop Meads is Faith Hawthorne.
It's a similar theme as the other night, Mark. It's only the second quarter, and we still have 6:34 to play, but they're making a concerted effort to get the ball in the paint and to try to score on our big players. And as a result, you've got Kothi and Nye both with two fouls, I think, already. So it's I don't know what you do. Maybe go to his own defense and try to
buy some time, at least get through the half. Second free throw, no good. So Bishop Meads tonight, 1 of 6 from the free throw line, but offensive rebound by the Stags. All right, here is Peyton Verhulst with it. Verhulst spins, pull-up jumper at the free throw line, hits the back iron, bounce around, no good. Rebound Dowling and Kothi. Three sets of sisters on this Bishop Meads team, Steve. Gonzalez, Verhulst, and Harms. And now here's Clark at the free throw line. Running jumper, good. Oh, that was a strong move by Caitlin for Dowling.
Yeah, that's just one-on-one basketball. She can create stuff for herself that very few high school kids can.
So Clark. And that's Peyton Verhulst getting loose underneath. Her shot is good. 4 points now and a timeout Dowling. This will be a 30-second timeout with 5:57 remaining. Second quarter, 23-19. Dowling with the lead. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. We want to recognize our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, including Ashworth Vision Center, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. We want to thank them for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Athletics. Tonight, other games in the Central Iowa Metro League here in the greater Des Moines area. Hoover's at 4th-ranked Valley. These are all girl-boy doubleheaders. The rankings are by the Girls Union. 6th-ranked Johnson at number 15, Ames. Roosevelt is at 7th-ranked Southeast Polk. North is at 8th-ranked Ankeny Centennial. And Mason City at 10th-ranked Waukee. Other games says number 14, East at Urbandale. Lincoln at Fort Dodge. Marshalltown at Ankeny. And Newton at number 12, Indianola. That out of the Little Hawkeye Conference. Well, Steve, thus far, we haven't seen Dowling go to zone, but the Maroons have 17 fouls, three on Bishop Meads, and that could be a problem.
Well, they're just outsized again, and until they get their post player back after Christmas.
Now traveling on Dowling, Caitlin Moses caught a nice pass from Cataldo, but she traveled before she decided to dribble. Turnover again against Dowling.
These girls are working real hard, but Josie Feiler would give them just a little bit more depth at that position. And until she gets back, that seems to be where other teams are going to attack the Maroons.
Well, Moses does the dirty work. She's only 5'8", but she's forced to play a post now. Now a corner three from the left side. No good by Jordan Gonzalez. Rebound Dowling and Cataldo. Down court to Wanick. And Caitlin's shot no good. Ball slapped around, and Moses comes away with it. Caitlin on the baseline. Can't find a spot, and she dribbles and is poked out of bounds by Gonzalez. Good hustle that time by, I believe it was Jordan Gonzalez.
Maroons had a 3-on-1 there. Just Anna Wanick couldn't quite get the pass to Moses.
Here's Wanick with it, with the basketball. Clark is on the bench right now for Dowling, so it's Moses, Kothy, McVeigh, along with Wanick.
Oh, good.
And now turnover against the Maroons, and Maroons have to play at least for a little bit against without their leading scorer, Caitlin Clark, and this is what we saw Tuesday night a little bit too much of. Turnover.
Yeah, a little bit of a miscommunication between the passer and the receiver.
All right, here's McVeigh, or rather, here is Bishop Meege with the basketball. Verholz in the lane, her shot up and good. The basket will count, and a foul on Dowling. Verholz's pass went right to Faith Hawthorn, and Hawthorn with the shot, that's good.
That's Mia's second foul now, so we've got three Maroons with two. Out comes Mia with 4:58 to go in the second quarter.
Cataldo with two and Nai Tong with two is what I have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Kothy also had two. Maybe not. I hope I'm wrong about
Kothy
that.
Kothy with one. Is
oh,
all
good,
I
good,
for.
Good.
And second, and the free throw is no good. So Faith Hawthorn 0-for-3 tonight at the free throw line. Bishop Meege 1-for-7 at the line. And now the Maroons turn over, but they cause a turnover. They get it back at half court. So both teams trade turnovers. 4:40 remaining, first half, 23-21, Dowling by two. Clark, spot up three, left wing, no good. Weak side rebound to Courtney Harms. And Bishop Meege. Here's Johnny Gonzalez down court running the point for the Stags.
Johnny's good, boy.
She'll launch a three, good. Johnny Gonzalez with her second three of the night. She's got 7 points, or 8 points now.
Yeah.
And
she's a junior, 5'6". Boy, she just keeps probing.
And Bishop Meege with a one-point lead. Now underneath, a strong move by Wanick that's good. Anna Wanick with her 9 point. 25-24, the lead switches again.
Clark, good assist there on the backdoor cut by Wanick.
Dowling with the lead by one, and here is Bishop Meege in the front court. Johnny Gonzalez with it. Works the right side, gets the top of the key to Jordan Gonzalez, her sister. Shot in the lane by Jordan from the left side. No good. Rebound Kothy, and here comes Dowling. Clark with it. Goes into traffic and draws the foul, and we'll get two shots. And they will call it on Hawthorne. Or check that. They'll call it on Courtney Harms with her second.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark is not quite herself. I mean, you can tell that ankle's still giving her some problems, but they have difficulty guarding her one-on-one, even with the bum leg.
Yeah, 80% is what Coach Lark told me that she is with the bum ankle, but makes the first free throw. That's one thing Dowling is doing. The Maroons are 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Bishop Meege 1 for 7 at the line tonight thus far.
Yeah.
Again, it's the opening night for Bishop Meege. This is their first game. And for Dowling, this is their fifth game. Second free throw good by Clark. 27-24, Dowling lead back up to 3. 3:40 remaining, second quarter. And now with the basketball is Verholz with it. That's Peyton. Now gives it off in the wing. A three-pointer no good by Jordan Gonzalez. Rebound Dowling and Clark. Caitlin in the front court. Dribbling against Johnny Gonzalez. On the baseline, pull-up jumper no good. Rebound Wanick. They try to get underneath to Kothy. It's stolen away. Here's Gonzalez with. That's Johnny for three. Left wing. Off the rim no good. Rebound Kothy. Outlet pass to Moses. Dowling 3-on-2. Moses all the way. Layup no good.
Helter Skelter right now, Mark.
Rebound comes out to Bishop Meege and a pull-up jumper by Johnny Gonzalez. Good. So Johnny Gonzalez off the bench with 10 points now.
Yeah, she has a motor on her, boy. She can go.
I'm sorry. She was one of the starters.
Yeah,
her sister
was,
came off the bench.
Yep.
Johnny, a 5'6 junior.
She has a motor.
Coming off that state championship team from last year. Now Dowling with the ball. Leading by one, 27-26 Maroons. 2:30 remaining in the second quarter. Moses underneath the Kofi. Layup is no good. Short again.
Great pass by Moses.
Then the rebound out to Bishop Meege. Empty possession again for Dowling. Now underneath, Gonzalez forced the pass, but it's poked away by Dowling. And we're going to see wholesale substitutions. Steve, it's almost like a line change. with Gaber, Nai Tong, and...
It was Cataldo coming back in.
And Cataldo coming in. McVeigh will stay, and so will Clark. 2:20 remaining. Dowling 27. Bishop Meege 26. Corner three, no good by Ashton Verholz. The ball goes out of bounds. We got a whistle, and the ball was out of bounds. I thought she stepped in the side.
Yeah,
the baseline.
Sure did. Yeah.
And the ball will go over to Dowling.
So Nye comes back in with two fouls. I think also Cataldo has two.
Now traveling on the Maroons. McVay with the travel, not establishing the old pivot foot, and Dowling guilty of the turnover.
Yeah. You can't afford to be too sloppy.
All right, Johnny Gonzalez will inbound the ball, and she gets it too. Her teammate Peyton Verholz, 6'2 freshman, guarded by Clark. Over to Faith Hawthorne, cut off on the baseline. Back out to Johnny Gonzalez. They swing it left side. Top of the key is Verholz for three. Off the rim, no good. And we got a loose ball foul called on Dowling. And it's either McVay or, and it's going to be Tong. That's her third.
Oh, good night.
Yep, she got caught. Actually, McVay was doing a decent job boxing out, but Nye got caught there, and Moses will have to return to the Dowling lineup. Clark will check out.
Yeah, Cote's back in.
So Hawthorne to the line, and Faith tonight, 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Bishop Meade, 1 for 7 at the line thus far. All right, first free throw by Hawthorne, good. So she breaks the drought. 27 all, Dowling and Bishop Meade. 2 minutes remaining, second quarter, here at the Dowling Gym in West Des Moines, Iowa. Bishop Meade, he joined us late out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Second free throw, no good, but rebounded by Ashton Verholz. And a long three up and good by Johnny Gonzalez. And she's got 13. And this is Bishop Meade's largest lead is 2 right now here in the second quarter. All right, Dowling with the basketball. Here is Cataldo with it. Bishop Meade stays man-to-man. Gets it over to Gaber for three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Peyton Verholz. And here comes Bishop Meade. They're in the front court. Johnny Gonzalez. Pull-up jumper right elbow. No good. Fight for the rebound. Kofi with it. Outlet pass to Cataldo. Mia down the right side of the lane. Shot up and no good. And she's hit the deck as she's pushed and she's fouled. And two free throws coming for Mia Cataldo here, Steve DeVinny. Wow.
Yeah, fast-paced game. Once again, Bishop Meade, they can be deliberate at times, but they're also, if they have an open three, it doesn't look like anybody's going to get angry if they take it.
No, they're not.
It's a wide-open team.
First free throw by Mia Cataldo is good. She's got 10 points tonight all in the first half. Minute 21 remaining. Dowling by one. Dowling trailing by one, and a second free throw coming. Johnny Gonzalez checking out of the Bishop Meade lineup, as is Kofi for Dowling.
Nobody on the Dowling side is upset that she's out of the game.
Second free throw good by Mia. And we're tied. Tied at 29. Minute 20 remaining here in the first half. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny from the Dowling gym. All right, in the lineup is Lanny Monaback. And a shot up and good, and they're going to wave it off. Traveling before the shot on Bishop Meade.
I didn't see that one, Mark. I don't know. I'm surprised by that call. Really, really good pass by the little guard for Bishop Meade.
Yeah, that was Lanny Monenbach, 5'6 senior. Dowling with the ball after the turnover by Bishop Meade. 1 minute remaining.
Holy cow.
And an illegal screen on the Maroons. They're going to get Simplot.
Looks like is it Gaber?
Oh, check that. It's on Grace Gaber.
Yeah.
So Gaber has two fouls. Dowling in foul trouble as they were Tuesday night against Centennial. Cataldo, Gaber, both with two fouls each. Nye Tong on the bench with three for Dowling. And now a blocking foul on the Maroons, and that'll be on Gaber. That's her third.
Yeah, she closed out on the shooter, and then the shooter went by her, and she grabbed.
And that'll get Allie Hintner in the lineup. Hintner wearing number 33. Some 5'9 junior will check in. 10th team foul on Dowling, so Bishop Meade in the double bonus. First free throw, no good. And that has been their bugaboo tonight, Steve, is free throw shooting.
Yeah, if they were shooting better free throws, this might not be quite as good of a game as it is.
Correct. So Ashton Verhulst went 1 for 2. She now has 6 points. And the lead is now 1 for Bishop Meade. Caitlin Clark back in the Dowling lineup with 40 seconds remaining.
Appears that maybe the Maroons will just take one shot.
With this defense, I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of hard to do. 30 seconds remaining. Clark dribbling in the front court for Dowling.
Oh.
And now we got a whistle and a contact foul called on Bishop Meade. That'll be the sixth team foul on the Stag. So they had a foul to give anyway. That
yep.
foul is on Monenbach. So Dowling with the basketball. 15 seconds remaining, and Clark with it, and a timeout called by the Maroons. We'll keep it here. 15 seconds remaining in the first half. 30-29, Bishop Meech leading Dowling Catholic. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeBenny, and what a matchup. Great game here in the first half. We saw this very similar to the Centennial game. Dowling still in foul trouble, having trouble with the post and matching up with these young ladies from Bishop Meech. You look at their lineup, 6'1 freshman Faith Hawthorne and the Verholz sisters, 6'2 and 6'3 respectively.
Ninth and 10th graders.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And unbelievable. And a freshman.
Yeah.
And they play very well. You couldn't tell unless you look at the lineup card.
No, these guys are loaded. And Dowling's good, too. I'm not trying to say, you know, obviously Maroons are down one, so they're very talented, too. But you can see this why these guys win championships all the time down there.
I want to thank St. Gregory Retreat Center, along with R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Basketball. All right, they inbound the ball to Clark. Dowling with the ball. Maroons going right to left in front of us. Clark now picks up her dribble, gets to Cataldo. 5 seconds remaining. And a three-pointer by Allie Hittner, no good. Rebounded by the Maroons. A putback stolen away, and a shot at the horn goes through. They'll count it. They'll count it. The officials getting together, though. But Darius Daniels said it goes, so the basket is good by Anna Wanick as we go to halftime, and Dowling leading by one, 31-30. Steve DeVinny, what a first half we have seen.
Yeah. Hall of Famer coach for Bishop Meech disagrees with that call. It was the official who was outside that had the call, and I couldn't tell. Did you think it was good before the horn?
I thought it was close.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
That'd be a good video review. We do that in college all the time. When I follow the Vikings, that would be reviewed right away, but not in high school. So it's the judgment of the official, and Steve DeVinny, last I checked, Scott DeYoung said he refereed a few of his games, and he was up there.
Colonesco.
Colonesco on Highway 30. So thank you very much. So you know what it is. It's your judgment, and they said it was good. So we're at halftime here at the Dowling Gym. We'll take a two-minute break. Want to thank our studio producer tonight. That's David Beltram for sitting in and keeping us on the air. We'll recognize some of our fine supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Athletics. We'll recognize them here at this moment. Again, we're at halftime here at the Dowling Gym, and Dowling leading Bishop Meech out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas by the score of 31-30 here at halftime. Back after this two-minute break on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. Tamia & Sons.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
It's time to man up Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVitti at halftime. Dowling leading Bishop Meade out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, 31-30 in a battle of top-ranked teams. And we're joined by the head football coach of Dowling Catholic. Since we didn't have a post-game show a few weeks ago, we'll have it right now, at least a few minutes. And Coach Wilson, thank you for joining us, and congratulations, another state title. Now you got a ring for each hand or each finger on a hand, and you got an extra one.
Yeah, it's still a little bit surreal, but just really happy for our kids, proud of our kids. Our community was loud and proud, and it certainly helped us, but great season by our guys.
People keep asking, how do you guys do that? What are you doing? What's going on? You know, these are just average kids. There's not any first team elite players out there. You got a whole like five or six of them. You got a lot of kids that work hard, may not play at the next level, but they really basically bought into the program and the team, and it's team first, and that's your motto, and it worked again.
Well, it is, and obviously we have talent. You can't win without that. We have a great staff. I think a couple of things that people miss out on really is how hard our kids do work, and we put a lot of time and effort into this, and their work ethic has been tremendous. The other thing is really the kids that buy into the program that nobody hears about. It's the kids that are helping us on the scout team. We had a lot of seniors that, you know, never started a ball game at Dowling Catholic, but they're a state champion, and they certainly deserve that, and they've made us better throughout the last couple of years.
Coach, when you talk about other programs around town and the commitment to the off-season weight program, you've made it real clear since you came here 12, 13 years ago, that's mandatory. That's not an option. And other coaches and other programs they have trouble kids buying in. They have a hard time making that mandatory. How have you pulled that off? And I know it's so critical to your success.
What is, and a lot of it's about relationships, to be honest with you. You got to build relationships with the kids and get them to buy into the program. And, you know, honestly, tradition and history is on our side right now, too, which helps a lot. But, you know, I got a picture yesterday of Zach Ross helping one of our younger players in the weight room. I guarantee you Zach Ross didn't know his name, but he knew he was a student here at Dowling, and he was an athlete, and there he was helping him in the weight room. And, you know, things like that make a difference. So I think there's a lot of reasons, but those are probably the main ones.
It's funny you mentioned Zach Ross, because you got him in the game. This is a kid that was out all year with an ACL injury, and he lined up as a wide receiver the second to last two plays that you had the football and your win over Iowa City West 35-21 a few weeks ago, Tom. That was, I think, the whole place just blew up when they saw Zach out there as a wide receiver.
Yeah, he had come to me earlier in the week and wanted to dress, and I said, well, absolutely, you can dress. I reiterated that he wasn't going to play, and he understood that.
And but, so did the Iowa State coaches.
he also made me promise that I wouldn't tell his parents, so I didn't. And I was more worried about what they would think when they saw him dress than anything else. But we got the opportunity to get him in the ball game, so we did, and glad it worked out. I think he put that huddle highlight out on his Twitter.
Yeah. Coach, what about next year? I know you lost some really, really good players. You still have some good ones coming back. Sophomore team had another good year this year. How you feel about next year?
I feel good. A lot depends on how much work they're going to put in. And we talked about that earlier, but that's really our message to our kids. And we returned four of the five offensive linemen. We returned a running back. We feel good about some of the kids that didn't play as much. Defensively is where we've got to find some people, but we've got some kids that I think have waited their turn of work. So it seems like it's this way every year, but hopefully they come in, work, and develop, and we can get ready to go again.
Tom, we appreciate you spending time with us. I know you got to run because you actually wearing your athletic director hat tonight. So, and having this series with Bishop Meade, having them come up 3 hours from Kansas City area to play here, that's a great basketball game we're seeing tonight.
It's been tremendous. This came about at a football clinic, believe it or not. Their football coach and myself spoke at a couple of the same clinics. He's their assistant AD. We started talking about this possibility, and here we are.
All right. Thanks, Tom, for joining us. Congratulations.
You.
Tom Wilson, the head football coach at Dowling Catholic and also the athletic director. We're going to take a break here at halftime. Our halftime score, Dowling Catholic leading the four-time defending champions out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Dowling 31, Bishop Meade 30 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
He wants you to have the bad image of God. He wants you to despair. He wants you to be resentful. He wants you to think that God has abandoned you. He wants you to think that God is punishing you. He wants to portray God as the payback God, the terrifying God, the
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym here in West Des Moines, Iowa. Mark Amadale along with Steve DeVinny. Halftime score, the Dowling girls leading Bishop Meade 31-30. And Steve, what a first half we saw. One thing that came to fruition, that was the shooting percentage at the free throw line for Bishop Meade. They were 3 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half. Dowling was 6 of 8. So that free throw bugaboo has kept Bishop Meade from having the lead here at halftime for sure.
Yeah, really, that's probably the difference, Mark. You know, if they shoot just a little bit better, they have the lead probably by 5 or 6 points. But Maroons will take it, and Maroons played pretty well that first half.
13 points by Anna Wanick leads Dowling in the first half. Caitlin Clark with 9, and now underneath, a shot by Cataldo is no good. And the rebound out to Bishop Meade as Dowling had the first possession. Dribbling down court, and a shot off the glass. Good, a strong move by Peyton Verholz, the 6'2 freshman. Boy, she put on a clinic. She's got 6 points. And down court, layup good by Kothi. And that is her first basket of the game for Dowling.
Another 20-foot pass by Clark that hit her right in stride,
Dowling,
as she got behind the defense.
Yeah, Dowling picking up full court. Man-to-man against Bishop Meade. Now the Stags in the front court. With the basketball is Courtney Harms. She gets a shot off. It's no good, but she drew the foul. It'll be 2 free throws coming. The foul will be on Kothi, I believe. And if that's on her, that's her second.
Couldn't quite keep up with dribble penetration.
Take a look at scoring for Dowling in the first half. Anna Wanick leading the way with 13 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 9 points for Caitlin Clark. She's 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. And Mia Cataldo with 7 points. And she's 1 for 2 at the line. At the free throw line is Bishop Meade's Courtney Harms. And that is her first point of the night. Johnny Gonzalez leading the way for Bishop Meade with 13 points at halftime. Second free throw good by Harms. That's her second point. Ashton Verholz with 6 points. And her sister Peyton with 6 points. And Faith Hawthorne with 7 points at halftime. So let's look at some of the numbers. Dowling with the ball. A shot up and no good. We got a whistle to foul. It'll be on Kothi.
That's her third. So said she was on the back. Here comes Nye.
So Nye Tom, they're going to share that spot. They're going to burn. You got 10 fouls to give in that spot.
Now they're going to leave her in with 3. Oh, boy.
Yeah, tough going for the Maroons. This is Shades of Tuesday night against Centennial.
Sure is, Mark.
All right, here is Courtney Harms with it.
You're going to have to find a new partner here.
Underneath, the layup is no good by Faith Hawthorne, and a whistle and a foul called on Bishop Meade. I think they're going to get Hawthorne. They will. That's her third.
Yep, that was a point-blank layup that that wouldn't go for her.
Check that. That's Hawthorne's second foul. And Dowling with the basketball. 34-33. Bishop Meade with a one-point lead underway here in the third quarter. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. Here's Cataldo with it. It's to Kothi, top of the key. Left side goes to Wanick as she travels with the basketball. Runs are getting caught, and we've seen Bishop Meade early in the season not establishing a pivot foot before you want to do something.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. Maybe she did walk. I just didn't see it.
So here is Bishop Meade with the basketball. With it is Peyton Verhulst, and we got a whistle and 3 seconds in the lane, and they're going to call Faith Hawthorne for the violation. So turnover back over to Dowling.
Coach Terry English, 42nd year, stomped his foot.
Can't
made a polish mark on our floor over here, Mark.
Yeah. 820 wins.
Not very happy with that play.
And this is Bishop Meade's first game of the season. Yeah. For Dowling, this is their fifth game of the season. Underneath, here's Moses with it. Dowling with 6 minutes to play, trail by one. Underneath the Kothi, shot with the right hand, no good, hits the deck. And the rebound cleared out of there by Bishop Meade. Here's Peyton Verhulst. Shot off the glass on a running jumper from the right side. No good. Ball's stolen away on the rebound by Moses, but stolen back by Hawthorne. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Maroons.
That's her third.
And they're going to call Cataldo, as you said, for her third foul. Cataldo, Gaber, Kothi, and Nai Tong, 3 fouls each for Dowling. Wow. And now Kothi will leave the lineup. She was shaken up after her last shot, hit the deck pretty hard. Now Bishop Meade will throw it in. Courtney Harms will throw it in. Gets it in to Verhulst, and her shot no good. Nai Tong with the rebound. And we got a whistle and a foul on Bishop Meade. They're going to get Hawthorne for her third foul.
Nice job battling in there by Nai.
So Dowling with the ball. Caitlin Clark, rather, dribbles in the front court, gets it to Mia Cataldo, right wing, three-point line extended. Cataldo now picks up her dribble, right wing. Near a five-second call, finally leaves it for Wanick. They lob it into Nai Tong. Nai with it. Over to Moses. She'll launch a three right for the Dowling bench. Good! Caitlin Moses with a to-me and sense three-pointer.
I haven't seen her take very many threes this year, have you?
That is her third made three, and yeah. No. And there's a three-pointer by Bishop Meade, no good. And Tong with the foul, that's her fourth.
Mark, this is exactly what happened the other night. Oh, my goodness.
And at the free throw line will be Bishop Meade. And I believe it's Ashton Verhulst going to the line. And her first free throw good. It is Ashton. The young ladies with the long hair that cover the numbers doesn't help a broadcaster.
Doesn't help a bit.
Now, your daughters never did that to me. Betsy, Molly never did that to me. Thank you.
I can't remember what they did.
Yeah, of course you can't. And that is the 7 point for Ashton Verhulst. And the second free throw, no good. Rebound, Dowling and Moses.
Jesse Sarkonian, see if she can box out the opposition. Even though she'll be undersized also.
And now down the lane, a shot off the glass. Good by Caitlin Clark. That's her 11th point. First 2 points of the second half for Dowling's leading score. 38-35, Maroons by three. On the baseline is Jordan Gonzalez, and she leaves it for Courtney Harms, dribbles to the free throw line, shot no good, and out of bounds to Dowling. So the Maroons have got a couple stops here, Steve DeVinny, on defense. And you mentioned Jesse Sarcone, 5'8 junior, wearing number 41. She's going to have to play a little post.
Yep.
She played in the JV game, so she's got a couple quarters left.
Good opportunity for her to show what she can do.
Dowling girls winning the JV game 43-39 earlier tonight. As tonight's contest is a JV varsity matchup. Now here's Clark, follow away jumper, free throw line, no good. Rebounded by Johnny Gonzalez. Haven't heard from her in the second half. And now we've got a timeout called by Bishop Meade. Legendary head coach Terry English wants a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 4:18 remaining third quarter. Dowling 38, Bishop Meade 35 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com.
Catholic Tuition Organization is celebrating. $3.2 million was raised in record time this year. Thank you. For those of you who are wanting those generous tax credits, contact me at ctoiowa.org for information on other school tuition organizations in Iowa where you can get that same tax benefit. CTO has been blessed by your generosity, and I thank you so much. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Straight Talk, 9A and 9P, Tuesdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym, along with the legendary Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale here on Iowa Catholic Radio. You see how I got that in there?
Maybe in my own mind.
Dowling 38, Bishop Meeks 35. They lob it inside, a shot up and no good by the Stags. That was Peyton Verhulst with the mid-shot. Rebound Dowling. She was guarded by Mia Cataldo.
Amazing.
And left it short. Dowling with the ball. Moses down the lane. Her shot is blocked. Drew the foul. Caitlin Moses took it to the hole. And she's come to play tonight. The foul will be on Jordan Gonzalez. That is her first foul. Team foul number three on the Stags. Dowling with 14 fouls. Moses at the free throw line, and Caitlin hits her first. She's got 4 points tonight.
You know, when Caitlin Clark comes back in the lineup like she has tonight, it allows everybody else to go back to their previous roles, which are more complementary in nature. And then it's easier to play when you're a complementary player. But Wanick and Moses,
second free
Mia
throw,
Cataldo, they've all benefited from that tonight.
You are exactly right. And the second free throw is good by Caitlin Moses. Now we got a stoppage of play. I think we got blood on Mia Cataldo. She's going to have to leave the lineup.
Yep. She's being treated over there by Coach Lark.
Yeah, so she's got a scratch, look like, right around her hand. They're just addressing that. So Wanick back in the lineup. Bishop Meade with the basketball. Dowling 40, Bishop Meade 35. This is 5-point lead for Dowling, the largest of the second half. Now a corner three, no good by Courtney Harms, and she gets the rebound, and her shot is up and no good. So she had two looks at it, rebound Dowling and Clark. Now down court, the pass stolen away by Johnny Gonzalez. Where hasn't she been tonight for Bishop Meade?
Yeah, she's really fun to watch, isn't she?
She had 13 points at halftime, held scoreless here in the second half, and another Stag turnover as they try to go down the lane.
Boy, I tell you what, Maroons are really hanging in there with their defense.
40-35. Dowling's largest lead has been 7 points back in the first quarter. Bishop Meade's largest lead was two. 40-35, Dowling, 3:15 remaining third quarter. Here's Wanick, gets it back out to Moses. Caitlin in the lane, leaves it for McVeigh, who checked in for Cataldo. Long three by Clark is good. Well beyond the three-point line there. The Tumia and Sons three-point shot by Caitlin Clark for Dowling.
And there's your biggest lead, Mark, for the Maroons.
Eight-point lead, but that didn't last long.
Number 33.
Yeah.
Ashton had it.
Ashton Verhulst. And that is her ninth point. And now a steal by who else? Gonzalez. Lead pass down court to her sister, Jordan, and she lays it in. Look out for the Gonzalez sisters. They have just woke up. 8-point lead now down to four for Dowling. 43-39. 2.5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Now we got a whistle and a foul, reaching foul on the Stags. And that'll be on Peyton Verhulst. Her second foul.
A little one-on-two there by Caitlin Clark.
So McVeigh will check out. Sarcone will check in.
Sarcone's got blood on her her jersey.
She does, so she got to go change.
I don't know if it's on her arm or not, but I just saw a spot on her.
Cataldo's back in, so got blood wiped off of Cataldo. Now it's on Sarcone. Now a corner three by Wanick is no good from the left side. Fight for the rebound. It's stolen away by Moses. Layup good! Holy mackerel! Caitlin Moses with 7 points here, all in the third quarter, and the Dowling lead is six.
And I thought Kothi was going to get her fourth foul. She was really reaching there.
Now they post up underneath, a turnaround shot up, and it rims out. No good by Peyton Verhulst, and the rebound Dowling. One and done is the Stags. Here's Clark with it, and she draws a foul, and they got a reach-in foul called on Verhulst. That's her third. So fouls mounting up. Officials doing a good job of keeping everything clean. And unfortunately, when it's early in the season, there are going to be a lot of fouls called, and tonight's one of them. 15 foul on Bishop Meech. Dowling with 14 fouls. Minute 50 remaining, third quarter. Dowling by 6. Now backdoor cut by Clark. Fallaway jumper, good. How'd she do that? She put it right over Ashton Verhulst. Wow.
Off balance over a taller player. Maroons up by 8.
16 points for Clark to lead all scorers. 47-39 Dowling. All right, Bishop Meech with the basketball, driving baseline. And their save went out of bounds off of Bishop Meech.
Yeah, I think Johnny Gonzalez had a foot on the baseline as she was dribbling.
Now here's something to watch, Steve, and you probably watch it better than I can. Watch the how tired or fatigued Bishop Meech is getting. This is their first game of the year, and we'll see if they have legs left here in the last part of the third quarter and fourth quarter. We saw that early in the year with the boys' teams on Tuesday night. The football players don't have their basketball legs.
That's for sure.
And some of these gals are out for volleyball. All right, here's Clark with it. Gets it to Kofi, top of the key. Clark, pull-up jumper, no good, just inside the three-point line. Wanick with the offensive board, and a foul called on Clark as she reached in and fouled Johnny Gonzalez. Clark's first foul.
Looked like Clark did that at least subconsciously, maybe partially on purpose to stop that fast break. That's only her first foul of the game.
Yeah, Clark's movement laterally isn't the best with that ankle injury,
yep.
But thus far no mistakes. Now a block, ball blocked out of bounds on the shot by Faith Hawthorne of Bishop Meech. Blocked out of bounds by who else? Caitlin Moses. Jesse Sarcone and Ella McVeigh check into the Dowling lineup. Checking out will be Mia Cataldo and J.C. Cothy.
Yeah, they're coming in for all the kids who are starters with
yep.
a little bit of foul trouble.
Grace Gaber checking in, and leaving the lineup will be Caitlin Moses. 38 seconds remaining, third quarter. Dowling 47, Bishop Meech 39. Maroons have their largest lead of 9 right now. All right, Stags with it. They're working inside right block, and foul called on Clark as she was guarding Verhulst in the post, and that was Ashton Verhulst and drew the foul.
Caitlin's not sure she did. They said she was kind of shoving her in the back.
So here is Bishop Meech with it. Johnny Gonzalez leaving it for Hawthorne. And now it's stolen away by Clark in the reverse pass, and Caitlin will go in for an uncontested layup, which is good. Clark with 18 points. 49-39, Dowling by 10, their largest lead of the night. Now a shot in the baseline, no good. Rebound, Sarcone. Outlet pass to Clark. 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Clark will launch a three, top of the key. Good! Another Tamia & Sons three-pointer at the buzzer, and Dowling has its largest lead, 52-39 at the end of the third quarter. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute, along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY, and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 8 o'clock.
Make your morning commute with Teresa Tomeo's Catholic Connection, weekdays at 8 o'clock a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. The Maroons outscore Bishop Meech 21-9 in the third quarter. Dowling with its largest lead of 13 points. 52-39, we're underway in the fourth quarter. A three-point shot no good by Bishop Meech. Ashton Verhulst couldn't hit it. And rebound, Ella McVeigh, the shortest gal on the court, at 5'5", and Dowling with the ball.
Boy, Dowling really asserted themselves, and Caitlin Clark was the main cog, as you'd expect.
21 points for Clark, and she had 9 of those 21 in the third quarter, including the buzzer beater at the horn.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that one of the rating services for prep basketball players has Caitlin numero uno in the country for her graduating class in 2 years, but she's really, really shown why tonight.
Dowling 8 of 10 at the free throw line through three quarters. Bishop Meade 6 of 14 at the free throw line. They were just 3 of 10 at halftime, but they went 3 of 4 in the third quarter. That was one positive for Bishop Meade. Dowling 52, Bishop Meade 39. Dowling running a lot of clock here.
Just into a motion offense, Mark, and they're content to just pass and cut.
And now a good job by Kofi as she posted up Gonzalez and shoots and scores. That's her fourth point.
Off of another great assist by Caitlin Clark.
She had Jordan Gonzalez pinned under the basket and got the layup and the assist, as you mentioned, to Caitlin Clark, who came in averaging 4.5 a game in assists. 54-39 Dowling. This is the Maroons' largest lead, 15 points here in the fourth quarter. Underneath, Johnny Gonzalez shot no good. Ball goes nearly out of bounds, saved by Gonzalez, and a foul called on Dowling as Faith Hawthorne got the assist. And Kofi just picked up her fourth foul, and this is what's going to bug Dowling here. Fouls and 6.5 minutes left on the clock. And at the free throw line, Faith Hawthorne. She was held scoreless in the third quarter, has 7 points tonight, and her first free throw is good. Wholesale substitutions for the Maroons. Nai Tong in there with 4 fouls. Kofi will get a break. Clark stays in. Wanick stays in. Moses stays in. And Mia Cataldo back in with Nai Tong. Second free throw off the back iron. No good. Rebound. Bishop Meade. And now finally, ball slapped around and Cataldo comes away with it. Very unorthodox.
Yeah, we don't have shooting percentages, but if the Maroons hang on, it's because Bishop Meade has not shot the ball very well.
Now the Maroons turn it over as they lob it inside the Tong. She can't handle the pass. The ball is tipped in the front court, and Bishop Meade now draws the foul. They're going to call Cataldo for the foul.
Is that her fourth? Yeah, that's her fourth.
It is. So Cataldo, Tong, and Kofi with 4 fouls each for the Maroons. 3 fouls for Grace Gaber. Caitlin Clark with 2 fouls. McVeigh has 1, and she'll go back in the lineup. And at the free throw line, missing the first free throw, is Jordan Gonzalez. She's way off the mark there.
Yeah. Perhaps first game of the year. You know, you don't want to make excuses, but
absolutely.
They just haven't shot it particularly well.
Jordan with 3 points. Second free throw, good. So she has 4 points. 54-41, Dowling by 13. Biggest lead has been 15, and now a whistle and a foul as Dowling takes the ball down court. Clark with it and draws the foul, and this will be on Johnny Gonzalez. It'll be her second.
Boy, I don't think so. She Caitlin hesitated, and then she went by Johnny, and maybe the other girl fouled her. I don't think Johnny did, but
the only thing I can think of is that she grabbed her jersey, and we didn't see it.
Yeah.
It might have been the blindside type deal. Clark's free throw no good. Caitlin with 21 points, and she is now 3 of 5 at the line. She'll get another. Under 6 minutes remaining. Fourth quarter, Dowling by 13. Second free throw, no good. There's something you don't see often. Clark missing 2. Rebound, Bishop Meade, and all the way down court, layup good by Jordan Gonzalez. So 1 pass and a home run ball that time as they beat the Dowling defense. Now Clark in a lane, running jumper, no good. And the rebound comes out to Courtney Harms, and here's Bishop Meade. They'll launch a 3 by Verhulst, no good. Rebound Wanick, and Dowling will hand it off to Clark, and a timeout Dowling. This will be a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 5:32 remaining, fourth quarter. Dowling 54, Bishop Meade 43. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. Tumia & Sons.
What's uncommon and good at the same time? Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher, Wednesdays at 10 a. and 10 p. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, and now the Maroons inbound the ball, and they throw it away, stolen away by Gonzalez. Down court, and a layup up and good by Peyton Verholz. And all of a sudden, this Bishop Meech team has not quit. Fouls on Dowling. It'll be on Caitlin Moses, her second.
That time after the timeout, they came out in full court pressure.
And the Maroons recognize it, but they threw the ball in a bad spot. Free throw good, so the three-point play is good by Peyton Verholz. And she's got 9 points. Steal the other way. Shot in the lane, no good by Verholz. Rebound Moses. Loses it out of bounds as she was battling in there with Jordan Gonzalez off of Dowling. So things have kind of went south here. The Maroon lead is now 8 after being 15 about a minute ago.
Yeah. Bishop Meade just really, really playing with a sense of urgency again, Mark.
And McVay with the steal in the backcourt. Or as Bishop Meade inbounds the ball underneath their own basket, McVay with the steal. And Bishop Meade just picked up their defensive intensity. They're really up on the Dowling ball handlers. Dowling running that weave, and now they're going to trap the ball. Here's a freshman McVay, and she draws the foul. And it's either going to be on Jordan Gonzalez or on Peyton Verholz.
Yeah, Bishop Meech is continuing to to jump the handoffs.
That's on Verholz for
on the
fourth.
Dribble weave.
So at the free throw line will be Ella McVay, the 5'5 freshman for the Maroons, 50% free throw shooter on the year. This is a 1-1. 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling 54, Bishop Meech 46. Free throw no good by McVay, and the rebound comes out to Bishop Meech, and they are picking up their intensity. Here's Harms with it, back out to Ashton Verholz. Her shot no good. Rebound Moses. Bishop Meech settling for threes.
Yeah, they are. If they don't get it in transition, they have settled for some threes.
Here's Clark with it, leaves it for Wanick. Dowling running their weave. Here's McVay with it, out to Clark. Clark in the lane, pull-up jumper off the glass, good. The bank shot as she hits the square there, goes through and hurts her 23rd point. Now the other way we go, and a layup good by Faith Hawthorne. She's got 10 points for Bishop Meech, 56-48 Dowling. Approaching the four-minute mark. And now a steal by Johnny Gonzalez and a foul at half court on Dowling.
They called it intentional, too.
Intentional foul is on Caitlin Clark, so Bishop Meech will have two shots and the ball at half court where it happened.
Yeah, not a good decision by Caitlin. Boy, they've really turned up the intensity on their defense, Bishop Meech has. And we haven't handled it real, real well.
10th team foul on Dowling, so the double bonus in effect. Johnny Gonzalez will shoot two free throws. She's been held scoreless here in the second half by Dowling after having 13 points at halftime. And the first free throw is off the mark, no good.
Yeah, that's big, the fact that they're not hitting free throws, and that's continued to help the Maroons even in the second half.
They are 6 of 17 for the night. Make it 6 of 18. Second free throw, no good by Gonzalez. And we got a timeout, Dowling. Bishop Meech will have the basketball at half court, and this will be a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break, 4 minutes remaining. Fourth quarter, Dowling 56, Bishop Meech 48 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo, 11 a.m. weekdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, steal by Dowling as Bishop Meads inbounds the ball after the intentional foul called by Dowling, but the Maroons throw it away. So Bishop Meads on the other end. In the lane, a shot no good by Ashton Verholz. Rebound Dowling, and Clark comes away with it. And we got an injured Bishop Meech player down court, and a layup up and good by Dowling's Grace Gaber.
Looks like an ankle.
Yeah, official timeout.
Looks like an ankle by
Del Lark, the Dowling trainer out there. And
or
I believe that
me.
Is Ashton Verholz, if I'm not mistaken. Your sister Peyton is looking on, but Ashton twisted her ankle after
Was it the ankle? Did you see?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what they're working on
right now.
Couldn't
tell if she was grabbing her knee or her ankle. She's in a considerable amount of pain.
We got the best in the business here, Dr. Schulte for Dowling. We'll be down on the floor with Coach Lark. We're going to take a break. And we have 3 minutes, 34 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. Dowling leading 58-48 over Bishop Meech. And we're just kind of watching, and I don't know how long these injury timeouts will be. But, Steve, what a game we've seen. Dowling's biggest lead was 15. Bishop Meech cut it down to 8. Maroons got it back to 10. It's been back and forth. And you can see why this Bishop Meech team, number one, is their first game of the year.
Yep.
And number two, you can see why they're the four-time defending champs out of Kansas.
Yeah. Regardless of the outcome, and the Maroons have somewhat of a precarious 10-point lead right here with 3.5 minutes to go. But you can see that these guys are going to be really, really salty. Bishop Meech, by the time the season's over, it's a really talented team with good size and good guards. Kudos to the Maroons for matching the intensity and not backing down.
Well, Ashton Verholz, the 6'3 sophomore, is being assisted off the court by her head coach and Dr. Schulte from Dowling, and mark it down, 3 minutes, 34 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, and she's out with what appears to be an ankle injury.
Yeah.
And we'll play on as they're ready to go here. Bishop Meech with the basketball down the lane. A shot up and good by her sister, Peyton Verholz.
Big-time move with her opposite hand, left hand,
11,
in traffic.
11 points for Peyton, 58-50, Dowling by 8, 3:15 remaining. Moses, or rather Gaber, in the front court. Double team right from the Dowling bench. Gets to Clark. Clark underneath the Nye Tong. Layup up and good. The Clark with another assist. And Nye with her fourth point.
Yeah, the pressure defense by Bishop Meech has really caused the problems for the Maroons, but got a little bit fortunate in that pass to Clark, and then she threaded the needle again to Nye.
Johnny Gonzalez for 3. It's no good. Peyton Verholz with the rebound. Right back to Gonzalez. Now they get it out to Courtney Harms. Stolen away by Dowling. Here's Wanick with it. And the Maroons want to keep it out on the perimeter. Here's Cataldo. 2:40 remaining. Dowling by 10. Out to Gaber. Over to Clark. Dowling wants to run their weave. They're going to hand off to Cataldo. She looks in lane. A little running jumper off the glass. No good. Too strong. And a rebound comes out to Harms. And Bishop Meech. The Stags with it. Long three by Gonzalez is short. Rebounded by Courtney Harms. And she draws the foul. And Nye Tong, I believe, is just fouled out.
Yeah. Yeah. With a 10-point lead, 2.5 minutes to go down here at the other end a second ago, I'm not sure Mia should have probably taken that shot, Mark. You're up 10. Just let the clock continue to run. Now the Maroons are going to have to make some free throws. It's going to turn into a free throw shooting contest here shortly, but it wasn't a horrible shot. I mean, it was a relatively decent look, but
right.
No reason to take it up 10.
Team fouls. Dowling has now committed well over the 10-foul limit, and Bishop Meech with 7 team fouls at the free throw line. for two shots is Courtney Harms. And she's the lone stag that's perfect the line. She's 3 for 3 tonight and has 3 points. Does not hit a field goal. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds and a foul on Dowling.
Now Faith she's Hawthorne. Out of the game.
Faith Hawthorne. And Kothi has just fouled out, as you're referring to, Steve.
Yep.
That's her fourth.
Oh, her fourth?
That's her fifth point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fifth foul, fourth point.
And yep.
She'll foul out with 2:15 remaining.
Boy, I'll tell you. It's a good thing for the Maroons that they're up 9 because both of their post players have fouled out. They're going to come with Gaber, who's going to be undersized. She doesn't typically play down that low.
Gaber's more of a perimeter player, but her size is a 5'10". And Maroons are out of post players. They were the other night. They're running out. 2:15 remaining, Dowling by 9 here in the fourth quarter.
If you take care of the ball now, if you're the Maroons, and rebound this missed free throw and make some free throws, it's still looking pretty good for you.
Faith Hawthorne at the free throw line hits the first free throw. She's hit her last three. She's now 3 of 6 on the line tonight. She's got 11 points. Second free throw is good.
It's a 7-point lead now for the Maroons. Full court pressure again by Bishop Meege.
Here's Cataldo with it. Dowling gets it across the timeline. Here's McVay with it. Gets it back to Moses. To Clark, and she's fouled. That's Jordan Gonzalez committing the foul.
Maroons did a pretty good job breaking the press there.
This will be a 1-1 for Caitlin Clark, who missed her last two free throws. Clark with 23 points leads Dowling.
Maroons basically are playing with five guards, sort of.
And the free throw is good by Clark.
At this point in time, I mean, Clark's 5'11", but she plays the guard. Otherwise, Moses is 5'8". And Gaber at 5'10", but we're undersized even more than we have been.
Second free throw rolls through for Clark. She's got 25 points.
9-point lead.
2 minutes remaining. Down court, Gonzalez loses the ball, kicks it back out to Fallon Russell. Underneath the Gonzalez layup, no good, and drew the foul. Nice pass that time by Gonzalez, and shooting free throws will be Faith Hawthorne. Gaber picks up the foul. She has 4 fouls. Like to buy a foul. Any fouls to give? None for Dowling. 62-53 Maroons. First free throw, no good. That has really kept the Maroons in this game as the missed free throws by Bishop Meeves.
Moses and Gaber here are going to have to get a body on somebody and box out.
Second free throw good by Faith Hawthorne, a 6'1 freshman. 62-54, Dowling by 8. McVay is double team, and now they got a jump ball. Possession arrow will be Dowling. Minute 52 remaining. And Bishop Meege is not going to go away. This will be the longest minute 57.
Yeah, you don't want to catch the ball down there in the corner like McVay just did. They doubled her right away, and we're lucky just to get tie up.
All right, Moses will throw it in, gets to Clark. Now they'll clear out. Now Clark turns it over, but a foul called as Moses went for the ball, and a foul will be on Peyton Verholz, and she's just fouled out with 11 points.
Lucky break there. Caitlin did turn it over.
So Verholz fouls out. Her sister is having her ankle looked at, and she's on the end of the Bishop Meege bench.
Perhaps with a little bit of ice on it.
62-54 Dowling at the free throw line. Caitlin Moses, who has still all 7 of her points in the second half, Steve.
Still 1-1. Missed the first.
And Gaber tips it out, keeps it alive, and coming away with it is Johnny Gonzalez. So Maroons missed a free throw. And now Meege for three, or rather here's Gonzalez for three for Bishop Meege. It's no good. Rebound, Fallon Russell. Underneath, and a shot blocked by Clark into the hands of Faith Hawthorne. And her shot is good, and a timeout called by head coach Terry English of Bishop Meege. We got a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Minute 30 remaining in the fourth quarter. Dowling 62, Bishop Meege 56. Alongside Steve DeVinny, I'm Mark Amadale. Glad you could join us tonight. Our studio producer is David Beltram. We want to recognize our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. They include the St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. And we want to thank Chameleon Sons for the three-point shot sponsor this year, 1501 Southeast 1st Street in Des Moines, online at chameleonsons.com. Thanks to Mario and all the group down there. Mr. DeVinny, this is just what you like, an exciting basketball game on a Friday night. Is your wife here?
I think she went shopping and get a bite to eat with my daughter, Molly.
Oh, okay, so girls' night out and guys' night on the radio.
I should say.
All right.
Now, reset here on the game, Mark. Maroons will be shooting two from here on out.
Yeah.
They've got other team.
19 foul on Bishop Meade, you're right. So
yep.
Both teams a double bonus, essentially. Dowling gets it across the timeline. Here's Gaber with it. It's Gaber, McVeigh, Clark. And now we got traveling on Dowling.
Double dribble. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, double dribble. Thank you. It was on Gaber because she knew it.
Oh, my goodness. Unforced error.
Oh, it's going to make it interesting. If you joined us late, JV, game won by Dowling, 43-39. That had overtime looking at it in the final minute. And this one is getting close. Maroons by two possessions. In the front court is Fallon Russell. With it is Gonzalez. That's Jordan Gonzalez to Russell. Up top to Johnny Gonzalez. Johnny guarded by Cattell. Stolen away by Clark. Maroons with a two-on-one fast break. Down to Wanick. Layup up and good. Clark with the assist. Anna
big
Wanick.
Big play right there. Big play.
15 points for Wanick. Dowling by 8. Minute remaining. Three-pointer up. Good. Timeout. Bishop Meade. Three-pointer in transition by Johnny Gonzalez. And this will be a full timeout. Nope, 30.
30, yeah.
They didn't really have any left. We'll keep it here. 64-59, Dowling by 5. 55 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. I remind you, our next broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio will be Tuesday night from the North High Gymnasium. A lot of memories have been made there in the last 40 years. A lot of big games there. It'll be Dowling and North. Mike Morrow and I will have the call Tuesday night. Boys game only. We'll go on the air at 7:30. Tipping it off at 7:45, Dowling at North. Both teams ranked in the top 10.
Tonight, yeah, it should be a good game on the boys' side. Yeah. Fun to watch.
North boys tonight are at number 8 Ankeny Centennial. Or at 8 Ankeny Centennial.
Yes.
All right. Dowling has the ball, leading by 5. Inbound at 2. And now we got traveling called on the Maroons. Wanick travel with the ball, and she's double teamed.
Yeah, it's going to be... You know, as soon as the ball comes in, they're doubling hard. Five-point lead, 53 seconds to go. But
all right, Jordan Gonzalez throws it into her sister, Johnny. Top of the key, she'll launch another three. It's up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Moses. Dowling with the ball. In the back court, hands it off to Clark. They got to clear out here. Caitlin will take in the front court. And she throws it away. Try to hit Wanick with the pass in the lane. Coach Christian Meyer says, we don't need any more shots.
Yeah.
Need to run that clock.
Good idea, but the bounce pass was really, really low, and Anna was not able to handle it. So now you're up by 5 with 33 seconds to go.
All right, Gonzalez with the leaves in the corner for Faith Hawthorne for 3. Good! Oh, my goodness, 15 points for Hawthorne.
Another timeout by Bishop Meade.
And Bishop Meade has cut it to 2, 64-62. We'll take a 30-second break and return. Dowling 64, Bishop Meade 62. 27 seconds remaining, fourth quarter, back in 30 seconds on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Tune in to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are back here at the Dowling Gym. The Maroons have had a 15-point lead at one point here in the second half. That's down to 2 right now with 27 seconds remaining. The four-time defending champs out of Kansas have closed in on the Maroons, 64-62. Steve DeVinny, Dowling's got to get across half court. Moses inbounds the ball, gets it to Wanick, and she draws the foul.
Good free throw shooter, Anna. No problem with her on the line. A senior, used to these situations.
Fallon Russell picks up the foul. That's her first. Both teams in the double bonus, so on every foul, two shots will be, two free throws will be administered with 26 seconds remaining. And that clock is Dowling's enemy right now. It can't run fast enough.
Pressure defense and really, really good shooting late is what got Bishop Meads back into it.
Wanek gets the first free throw. Anna tonight with 18 points. Or excuse me, with 16 points. She'll get another. 65-62, Dowling by three. Second free throw rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bishop Meads. And the freshman, Faith Hawthorne. In the front court is Johnny Gonzalez. Back to Harms. Back to Gonzalez. Now over to her sister, Jordan. Jordan down the lane with the right hand. Her shot off the rim, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds off Cataldo.
10 seconds to go, Mark. 10.4.
That was a good possession because a lot of time went off the clock.
Played some really good man defense there by the Maroons, but Bishop Meads will check it back in under their basket.
Yeah, let's see if they go for the three. Johnny Gonzalez guarded by Cataldo. Gonzalez pulls up at the half-court line, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball. He pulls up at the three-point line.
Coach English thought it was tipped. Good defense there by Cataldo on Johnny Gonzalez. They'll have to foul right away.
And timeout called by Dowling. I think what happened is when she brought it up, the ball might have been deflected, but it was not tipped once it left her hand.
Yeah, she kept control of it.
3.3 seconds remaining. Dowling 65, Bishop Meads 62 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I want to thank Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen for supporting our broadcast of Iowa Catholic Radio. And my partner here, Steve DeVinny, and at Raymond James, our thanks to him all throughout the football season. Life well planned, and you do a great job, my friend, supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, this team, and this school, Steve. And all your kids graduated from here, and now you're giving back, coaching that eighth grade team. And I gotta hand it to you. You put a lot of time in here, sir.
Well, we got coaches Heatherton, DeGroat, Steenblock, and DeBont. Those guys have all had kids go through school here.
Sure.
And Coach O'Connor would prefer that his coaches at the eighth grade level are not parents of the kids.
Absolutely. I concur.
Show a little bit of impartiality. So it's a labor of love for us coaches. We've got three teams playing again this weekend. But first things first, 3.3 seconds to go. Maroons will inbound it underneath the Bishop
Bishop
Meads' basket.
Yeah, and Moses throws into Clark, and she's fouled immediately with 2.5 seconds remaining. So Caitlin Clark will go to the line. 25 points tonight. She had 9 at halftime, and on an ankle that's probably, as Del Ark said, 80%. And of course, as the game moved on, you can tell there's some movements that she can't do, especially when it comes to drop stepping and that.
Yeah, not jumping particularly well tonight either.
Clark's first free throw, good.
This game's over.
26 points, 2 possession game.
The Dowling kids will be instructed to just get away from the ball and let Meads go ahead and shoot a basket.
66-62, second free throw good, 27 points for Clark. And half-court shot at the horn, it's good! Final score, 67-65, and that was Jordan Gonzalez with the three. But the Maroons win it 67-65 over the four-time defending champion out of Kansas, Bishop Meads Catholic High School. Wow, what a game. Congratulations to both teams. And, hey, we saw ourselves a tremendous and exciting high school girls basketball game tonight, Steve DeVinny.
Boy, it appears that Bishop Meads is just a classy, classy group of people. From the head coach to the girls, good sports coming off the floor. And big win for the Maroons, I'll tell you. They buckled a little bit down the stretch, but they didn't break.
That was the old bend but don't break Iowa Hawkeye defense you're referring to.
We got sloppy with the ball. We don't keep track of turnovers up here, but I'll bet the Maroons had 7 or 8 in that fourth quarter.
At least.
Yeah, as they climbed, Bishop Meads climbed back into the game. But unbelievable win. Great job by the Maroons coming off that tough loss the other night against Centennial.
Well, one of the keys to the game, Johnny Gonzalez had 13 points for Bishop Meads at halftime, finished with 3 in the second half and for a total of 16. You look at that and the poor free throw shooting, 6 of 14 going into the fourth quarter for Bishop Meads. And I realize it's their first game of the year.
Yep.
This is a team you know is going to get better, especially with the 3 freshmen we saw for them and head coach Terry English. So
it's a pleasure watching those kids play, and they're very well coached by Hall Coach, of Famer, yeah. 800 and some wins. Are you
Terry kidding? English, 42 years.
Yeah.
That goes back to your days at Grandview playing baseball, Mr. Yeah. Hall of Famer.
I was going to say. All right, we'll take a long time.
We'll take a break here on the post. We'll head to the post-game show. We've got to toll up the numbers. But Dowling gets the win. The Maroons now improved to 4-1 on the season, as they'll have a week off, and Dowling's next game will be 1 week from tonight, taking on Urbandale right here at the Dowling Gym as part of a doubleheader. So Dowling playing 5 games in 12 days, and the Maroons go to 4-1 on the season, ranked 9th in Class 5A. 67-65 Maroon win over the four-time defending champion out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, Bishop Meade Catholic High School. Bishop Meade now 0-1 to start their season. We'll be back with the postgame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio when we return here on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM here in Des Moines, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Catholic Tuition Organization is celebrating. $3.2 million was raised in record time this year. Thank you. For those of you who are wanting those generous tax credits, contact me at ctoiowa.org for information on other school tuition organizations in Iowa where you can get that same tax benefit. CTO has been blessed by your generosity, and I thank you so much. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America, with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Join us for John Leonetti in the morning, weekdays at 7 a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. Final score tonight, Dowling defeats Bishop Meade out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, 67-65 in an exciting girls' game. Glad you could tune us in on Iowa Catholic Radio. I want to welcome the listeners from down south in Missouri and Kansas from the Bishop Meade metro area that tuned in to the broadcast. I understand from head coach Terry English and his assistant Jeff, that Jeff English, that there's some listeners that were on the stream tonight listening to the game. We've got a fine team, and we saw a great game. But turnovers, missed free throws, a lot of the negative stuff, Steve, that we saw in the game, but we saw a lot of hustle. We saw some pretty good athletes out here showing their skills. We need to have Caitlin Clark and Caitlin Moses for Dowling. You know, that duo does pretty well, but for Bishop Meade, Johnny Gonzalez, an outstanding guard, Peyton Verholz, who is an outstanding post player and a combo player, shoots beyond the three-point line, a 6'2 freshman, and Faith Hawthorne, just tremendous. And unfortunately, Ashton Verholz, Peyton's sister, went down with an ankle injury, or we'll just call it a leg injury because we're really not sure, because they took her to the end of the bench and Dowling trainer and the team doctor looked at her, but she could not re-enter the game as she left at the 3:34 mark. But she's the only one that had no fouls.
Yeah.
They could have used her out there as everybody was fouling out in this contest, it seemed.
Mark, as I look around here after the game, some of the Dowling players are gathered on the court talking to their parents. Some of the college coaches are here talking to the high school coaches, just looking at uniforms and so forth, or jackets and gear that the college coaches have on. It looks like at the very least you have Kansas State in the gym tonight. The University of Kansas coaching staff was here, at least one or two members. University of Iowa Hawkeyes, Drake University. We talked about Jenny Baranchek was here. Looks like the University of Oregon was here for a little bit and just left. So at least five or six programs were here looking at players from both teams. I mean, what a thrill if you're a high school basketball fan to watch a game of this caliber.
It's no question unbelievable. About it. Yeah, a lot of great athletes out here, and a night to be seen. And Dowling was the host. We mentioned Bishop Meege, the Stags out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, the four-time defending champs. Their Hall of Fame coach, Terry English, 42 years. How long did Bob and Sharon coach here? Was it 48 they got up to before they retired?
I don't know.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. I've got that written down somewhere. But 820 wins in his 42 years at Bishop Meege. And, you know, they came up last night, watched the Drake-Iowa State game. For those of you who tuned in to the pregame show, you may have heard us mention that. But they watched Drake and Iowa State play at the Knapp Center, and Drake winning that. Of course, Becca Hintner, Dowling grad, hit the game-winning shot, and then what turned out to be the game-winning shot, and yeah, blocked the final shot for Iowa State, yeah, on the perimeter. And so what a night it was. And ironically, the Dowling connection will be on Sunday as Creighton takes Drake Sunday afternoon at the Knapp Center, Steve DeVinny.
Yeah, that should be a thrill. Get a couple former Maroons back in the house right over there at the Knapp Center. There's University of Arkansas assistant coach, University of Missouri assistant coach. There's too many here to mention.
Well, and Coach Meyer is talking with another college coach, so our post-game interview may be abrupted here. I don't think she's going to send a few players over. We'll see. Are they just going to come over and take pictures with the kids? Had youth night. Had all the grade school kids introduced before the game, Steve. I think it was halftime of the JV game when I walked in. They were doing that, so they're being recognized. And rightly so. But let's take a look at the score, and we do have that. And we do have some of the final numbers. Dowling ended up being 13 of 20 at the free throw line. Bishop Meege, well, they were 13 of 26 at the free throw line, so they made half of their free throws. And that's something that'll get fixed. I know Coach English will do that. But for the visitors from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, the Stags, they were led by Faith Hawthorne, the 6'1 freshman with 18 points, followed by Johnny Gonzalez, the 5'6 junior, with 16 points. 11 points for Peyton Verholst, the 6'2 freshman. She fouled out with a minute 48 remaining. Her sister, Ashton Verholst, had 9 points, but she was injured and left the game with 3:34 remaining in the fourth quarter and did not return. Rounding out scoring will be Jordan Gonzalez with 9 points. And 3 points each for Courtney Harms and for Faith Hawthorne. Now for Dowling Catholic, the Maroons had 2 players in double figures, led by Caitlin Clark with 27 points. Anna Wanick with 16 points. Caitlin Moses had all 7 of her points in the second half. And Mia Cataldo finishing with 7 points. J.C. Cothey with 4 points and Nai Tong with 4 points. The Maroons had J.C. Cothey and Nai Tong both foul out in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Dowling led 19-15 at the end of the first quarter. Bishop Meege outscored Dowling 15-12 in the second quarter. Dowling had a 1-point lead at halftime, 31-30. And then the Maroons at third quarter, Steve, Dowling outscoring Bishop Meege 21-9 in the third quarter. And that's where the gap started. The Maroons led 52-39 going into the fourth quarter. And Bishop Meege, what a run. They outscored Dowling 26-15 in the fourth quarter. The Maroons hang on and win it 67-65 in an exciting game. And now the pictures are done, and now we're going to get a coach and maybe a player or two come up. So let's take a break. This will be our final break of the night. We'll come back. We'll have interviews here following tonight's game. Again, Dowling with the win, 67-65 over Bishop Meege out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiyaAndSons.net.
Gwinnett.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
It's time to man up. Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Final score, Dowling Catholic 67, Bishop Meech out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. The Catholic High School down there 65, the four-time defending champs. As Dowling wins it tonight, the Maroons go to 4-1 on the season. Bishop Meech drops to 0-1. And Steve DeVinny, we're joined by the head coach of Dowling Catholic, Kristen Meyer, and this Clark girl sitting next to her on the bum ankle, who she'll be icing it. Where's the ice at? It's not here,
I'll
but
get it soon. Not
Coach Meyer, what a game we saw tonight. Congratulations for ordering this up. But we did find out, as we had the head football coach, athletic director, Coach Wilson, he said this was done at a coach football coach's clinic. Their football coach and Coach Wilson,
they were speaking, weren't they?
Wilson were talking, and they got this set up. I thought you guys had this all worked out as basketball coaches. I apologize.
I wish I could take credit, but Coach Wilson knows some people, and I guess it's one of those things that we felt pretty honored that they would not only want to pick us up as a game, but be willing to travel 3 hours to drive up here and play us, because they're the four-time defending state champs. And,
are they?
They're not looking to pick up games that they know they can just roll over.
Right. And they come to play, and I think this game makes both teams better. What an exciting game this is. We'll talk to Caitlin Clark here in a moment. But, Coach Meyer, some of the things you have to be impressed of is a little bit different than Tuesday night's loss, I know, against Centennial. I know that's 2 days that kind of sat with everybody. But improving from that loss, we saw that tonight. You're still under man in the post until Josie comes back, but the kids found a way to dig it out.
Yeah, our girls just really fought hard today. And, you know, I thought last night we had one of our best practices that we've had in a year and a half. We brought in a boys scout team that kind of came out and pressured us and made us play a little bit faster than we wanted to, which is exactly what we saw tonight. They really pressured us. They were tall. They were really tall. But I thought we did a great job on the boards. I don't know where we ended out as far as rebounds and offensive, defensive rebounds, but we battled on the boards, which I think really saved us.
Yeah, we had a couple players foul out. That was the same thing, and Steve and I were looking at each other. This reminds me of Tuesday night. We kept saying that a couple times, and, boy, they dug their way out of that. And getting outscored in the fourth quarter, 26-15, and they made a run.
26-15?
26-15.
Holy cow.
In the fourth quarter, and you stuck around.
No.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
I think maybe they had four threes in the fourth quarter, and they didn't really shoot that well up to that point, with the exception of little point guard who was phenomenal, I thought.
Johnny Gonzalez.
Yeah.
All right, Clark, I know you want to talk. You know some of these kids? You play against them?
I've seen some of them in AAU for sure, but, I mean, they're all really good. They're a really good team. So.
That Gonzalez girl.
No, she was good. We knew she was our best player coming into it, but I thought Mia did a really good job on her, so I thought that was good.
Number 22, Peyton Verholst, and Faith Hawthorne, a freshman, number 42.
Uh-huh.
Boy, they're big gals, 6'1".
Yeah,
they
no.
can shoot from the outside
all,
like you.
They're super athletic. They can go to the basket, shoot from outside, so we knew we had to guard him tough, and I think we did really good tonight. So,
all right, tell our listeners, how's the ankle and what happened?
It's good. It feels good. It's not 100% yet, but I was in Minnesota in the first half of our last game against Creighton-Durham Hall, and I went up for a layup, and I came down on the girl's foot, and it rolled all the way outside. But, I mean, it was scary at the time, but it was just a sprain, so we're good now.
Just a sprain. Did you continue playing, or did you get yanked?
I taped it up more and went back in. Probably not the best decision.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve,
what are you going to do with these young? You had that yourself with your two daughters going through here.
She wants to play.
That's
yeah.
right.
I don't know. Hey, we won the game, so that's all that matters.
Well, that's true. You did. Now, so you're 3-0 outside the state of Iowa. Congratulations.
I know. Thank you.
Two wins in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And a team.
Now we just need to beat teams inside of Iowa.
Well, you're one and one against teams inside of Iowa. Well, if you keep staying in the lineup, you will be. Mr.
Yeah.
DeVinny, you got a question for Ms. Clark?
I could tell tonight, Caitlin, things were a little bit different because when you came back in the lineup, Anna was able to do her thing.
Yeah.
Her role is to shoot.
Uh-huh.
You got some of your teammates easier looks. When you were out the other night, those guys had to turn from complementary players into go-to players.
Yeah.
And they have trouble, some of those guys, creating their own looks. How did you see it when you came in tonight versus watching from the bench on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think I can just help my teammates find easy shots and get them easy shots, and then that opens up the lane for me to score a little more. So I think even getting them just open layups boosts their confidence, and then we just play better as a team.
And he sure did tonight.
Visiting with not only Steve DeVinny, but also Kristen Meyer, the Dowling head coach, and Caitlin Clark. Here on Iowa Catholic Radio, final score, Dowling 67, Bishop Meech out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas 65. The Maroons now go to 4-1 with the win. And, you know, I got to ask, the other night you're on the bench against Centennial. Didn't play, Caitlin, but you had a board and a marker. Were you drawing up some kind of play? What was that all about?
No.
Were you drawing up a play?
I mean, Coach wouldn't let me draw up a play.
Well, give the microphone back to Coach.
We don't trust her play. Don't quite trust her plays
Thank
yet.
You for that.
She sometimes tries to, and then she'll name them things like Toast. So then she loses any rights to
I thought Toast was a good play last year, I mean, but it's all right.
But you got to make sure everybody else knows the play
you. We did it a couple times in practice. I think we could have pulled it out tonight. But
you are the author of the play, but everybody else has to know what's going on. Remember that one, DeVinny?
Well,
Toast.
Caitlin, give Coach credit out of a timeout where you ran the dribble weave. And then set the high screen, the back screen on Mia Cataldo.
Oh, yeah.
Went down the line and scored.
That's a good play.
That was a really good play. And then you ran it again, and she couldn't convert.
Know,
but she had equally as open of a look.
No, that play's really good. I mean, it's hard to guard, especially when they didn't, didn't run that last
But that was coming out of their timeout. It wasn't even our timeout in the first half.
No,
So kudos to your coach.
No, that was a great play, Coach.
Coach Meyer, back.
Thanks. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Coach Meyer, this question goes back to you. This is your fifth game in 12 days. And you've withstood the first 2 weeks of the high school basketball season. Kids have a week off. That means they're going to get some time off of practice and come back next week, because then you face Urbandale here at the Dowling Gym.
Yeah, we're giving them tomorrow and Sunday off. We're going up as a team to the Drake Creighton game, women's game. We're really excited to see both Becca Hittner and Audrey Faber play. It should be a really good game. And then next Monday, Tuesday, we'll hit it hard, try to get a little more conditioning in. Then maybe we can bring back our press a little bit. And then next Friday we play Urbandale, and Urbandale's really started out the season really playing well. And the nice thing is now we've played five solid teams, you know, five solid games, three of them against ranked teams from out of state. And so now we're a little bit battle tested. So now we should be a little bit more confident, a little bit more comfortable running our offense and with our press and our defense. So I really think we're in a good spot for how early in the season it is.
All right. Well, that's good news. And, What a stretch. What a way to start the season, you know. Five games and the first 12 days, and Clark, you know, twists her ankle. Get that treated, would you, instead of going out there and trying to beat your brother one-on-one in basketball. We know that's not going to happen this year. Coach Meyer, any final comments? We've got to give a shout-out to somebody. Olwine's listening tonight, right?
Actually, most of Olwine's here.
Really?
Lot of my family came down for the game. And, you know, we had a huge crowd tonight. It was parochial night.
Yes, it was.
Brought in some younger girls. We had a good student section. It was exciting. It would have been one. I was just glad I had a front row seat for the game.
I felt like the game to go to state, for sure.
Yeah, it was a great environment. Yeah. So we were
a
big thank you to our fans that came out. And it was really fun, and that's what we want to bring every single game, to that excitement and energy, and just put on a show for the fans.
Well, you certainly did. Caitlin Clark, you want to give a shout-out to the Carrolls down in Warren County?
Everybody down in Indianola listening, everybody in Omaha listening. I know there's a lot of you, so hello, guys.
And tell them your ankle's going to get
better. No, my ankle's getting better,
It's
80%. I'm getting it healthy for you guys. That's right.
Coach Lark said 80%. You need to get that 80%. Up to 90%.
Maybe 85% right now.
Okay.
We're getting close to 100.
Steve, you know how this works. Tomorrow morning when she wakes up.
She'll be here with Lark in the morning.
No, yeah, 8 a.m.
Right.
No, 8 a.m. I'm going to be here. 8 a.m.
Right. Ladies, thank you for joining us. Congratulations, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Somebody wants to talk to you. Another coach. I don't know why, but they just want to talk to you.
Waiting for the high school coach.
Yeah, wait for the high school
coach. We don't want to break recruiting rules.
That's right. Coach Meyer, thank you for all you do. And congratulations on the fun night.
Hey, great win, you guys.
Thank you.
Super. Thank you very much.
All right. That'll wrap up our coverage here of Dowling Catholic basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thanks to Coach Kristen Meyer and to Caitlin Clark, a guy from Missouri wants to talk to Caitlin. You know, she's had a lot of those this year.
I think during the season, high school season, the college coaches can only speak to the high school coaches, I think. So they can maybe say hello.
You would know better than I, sir.
Recruiting violations.
I see. Well, that should be a lot of fun. Sunday at Drake, folks, you can make it. Dowling's going to have their own little section as Becca Hintner for Drake. And Audrey Faber for Creighton will meet on the floor at Drake, and there'll be a little section for Dowling. Well, Dowling team will be there, the girls team, and a lot of alumni. So if you're not doing anything Sunday afternoon, Steve, you know what time it is? Is it 4 o'clock? I thought I saw 4 somewhere. I should have Googled that before I got here.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's a proud day for the Dowling Maroons, having two of their recent really good players out on that stage representing those two schools. And looking forward to, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Dowling people out there.
That's certainly true. Well, Steve, thank you for joining me tonight. Appreciate all the work you do, and best luck on your weekend tournament with the 8th grade boys program, as you will be, where's that at this weekend? Where you at?
Well, we're here, three local tournaments. One's up at the Kingdom Hoops between here and Ankeny. One is over on the east side at Iowa Elite, and the other one's on the south side, Park Avenue at MVP Champions of Sports.
And if you missed the game, you can listen to it locally on KRNT Radio. I'll give a plug out to Randy Morrow because he just sent me the game time. 2
Excellent.
O'clock.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach Morrow. 2 o'clock, Creighton and Drake at the Knapp Center Sunday afternoon. And they'll have a little Dowling section, I'm sure, set up. So if you want to go to that, appreciate that. Now, we will not be on the air for the girls and boys doubleheader a week from this Friday because we have the Iowa Catholic Radio get together, so we will not be broadcasting next Friday's Dowling Urbandale game, but we will be broadcasting next Tuesday's game, the boys game, Dowling and North, a top 10 matchup over the North Gym. That place can get kind of loud, and you've been over there many times for stuff.
Be a great atmosphere again for high school basketball.
All right, Steve Devaney, thanks for all you do. Best luck this weekend with the 8th grade tournament. All right, that's my broadcast partner, Steve Devaney. That'll wrap up our coverage here of Dowling Catholic Sports here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thanks, as always, to the folks here at Dowling, Athletic Director Tom Wilson, and the fine folks at Dowling behind the scenes. Of course, Father Zach Kosky, the chaplain, and all the many people here, including Mary Pick and Michael Connor out of the Dowling Athletic Office. Our thanks also to our studio producer tonight, David Beltram, and our thanks to Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio, Tony Calumet, for all you do. Now, for our complete radio schedule of the Dowling Catholic girls and boys basketball teams, just go to iowacatholicradio.com, click on the events tab, and then go to Dowling Catholic High School Sports On Air. That has our complete radio coverage for the rest of the year. Our thanks to our business underwriters and supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. Also like to thank Tom Wilson, our halftime guest tonight, talking a little bit about the football season. The Maroons, the five-time defending champs in Class 4A here in the state of Iowa. And he talked with Steve and I about a little bit of the season. And our thanks also from the staff from Bishop Meade Catholic High School out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, Athletic Director Mike Hupka, Assistant AD John Holmes, and their outstanding girls basketball coach Terry English, and the fine staff there, his assistant Jeff English, who we corresponded with this week. Thanks to all of them. Safe trip back to Shawnee Mission, Kansas tonight. Once again, the final score of tonight's high school game, high school girls basketball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It was Dowling 67 and Bishop Meade, 65. And for my broadcast partner, Steve Devaney, this is Mark Amadale reminding you our next high school basketball broadcast will be this Tuesday night, Tuesday, December 5th. Dowling taking on Des Moines North. We'll be at the North Gym. Pregame at 7:30, tip-off approximately 7:45. So join us for that broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And once again, for Steve Devaney, Mark Amadale, you've been listening to high school basketball right here on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM. Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, the final score for the final time tonight, Dowling 67, Bishop Meade 65, and we're wishing you a safe and blessed faith-filled week.
Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Please support the businesses that support Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and smartphones everywhere on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Sponsored by Blessman Ministries and the People's Abstract Company.